Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good evening, y'all. Welcome to another edition of the Christopher Smith Show with yours truly, Christopher Smith. Thank you for being here. Today is Thursday. It is the 7th of October, 2021. People, I want to talk about something tonight. I want to jump right into this thing here without all the antics and everything. I want to talk about building. And I want to talk about building because when it comes to building, a lot of people don't understand building. And they actually do understand building, but out of convenience, it gets switched in the mix. Out of convenience, building gets switched in the mix. So I'm going to talk about something tonight. I'm going to get you aligned and help you understand building. I'm going to help you understand that. So people, relationships, whether it be with an employer, whether it be in a close relationship, whether it be in social relationships, everything that exists that has a second, everything that exists has a foundation. All right? Everything has a foundation. Do not expect a pop-up situation to ever last. It's not. I, for one, know that when I coach a lot of individuals, people, I'm a court coach. I am a non-attorney spokesperson. So I've been coaching individuals now for just about, over 20 years. I've helped over 200,000 individuals in my career. And relationships that was not built with the right textural design, built with the right tools, those relationships fail. I cannot tell you how many men I hear talk about the females that they had babies with as opposed to having a baby with a woman. I can't tell you about the women that I've met that had babies with a male and not a man. Right off the bat, you picked the wrong tool to build with. Now, let me say this. I have an Android phone, all right? Also, if I look inside of my drawer, people, I still got every phone that I've ever owned. I still got it. I just use them now. You know how when you buy a phone and you open up an email to go with the, I'll open up an email and then I'll get another phone and open up a new, start a new email. I'll keep that old phone to keep emails in. My phone that I just brought a couple of months ago, I don't even want to put apps in that phone. Nonetheless, but if I needed to make a call, I assure you that one of my old Android phones will be a better phone to use than a rotary phone. It'd be a better phone to use than driving through the neighborhood trying to find a payphone, right? If you need to make a call, I assure you that a phone would be a better device to use in common society than a walkie-talkie, all right? But if you do as I had to do for years now, and that is I had to listen to a lot of issues. I have to listen to a lot of problems that men had. My PJs help women as well. But if I listen to a lot of failed relationships, they failed from the simple perspective they were never, ever built right in the first place. They weren't. Let me say that again. If I could listen to 98% of my clients, the unfortunate of their relationships, they were never built right in the first place. People, I'm not the oh, she got a nice body, I'm gonna make it work. No, that's not your boy. You know, y'all hear me talk about it all the time. I'm down with the cockeyed chick that knows how to be a mother and a wife. I'll take cockeyed chick for 200. I'm laughing at something else. I am laughing at something else. But no, seriously, I will make sure that I put my materials in the right way of individuals that can build the right thing. So I'm a segue into this. I met a woman one time that did not want to build with a man. I met a woman one time that said, look, I got the house and the furniture. All I need you, the final piece, I need a man. And people, that is the worst case scenario for anybody. Don't be a piece in somebody's life. Be the piece their life, not in their life, if that makes sense. Be the piece of their life, not be a piece in their life. When you understand whoever it is you're dealing with, whether you're a man or a woman, when you understand what part of their building process do you play, there's a lot of individuals out there that know that the individuals that they're dealing with, their only part of their life is the sex part. They know. They will tell individuals, well, I thought we was and this and that, and I thought she was and this and that. No, you knew. You knew. Everybody, you can get an idea of what people want within 2 or 3 days of dealing with them. You can tell, oh, this individual just want this, and I got to play stupid because I want that too, but I don't want to reveal my hand. Okay. Okay. That is the unfortunate perspective of a lot of people. You know, I it's hard for me to ever understand a person saying to me that this person played me or this person did this or this person did that and they didn't know. I it's hard for me to understand that. I'm not going to challenge nobody on it. I'm 52 years old now. Of my teachings in the arena of ignorance, I've gotten out of that arena. You know, it's hard telling a goat that you're a jackass. It's hard for them to understand that. So it's not something that I'm into anymore. But I'm talking about builds tonight, people. What type of materials are you using to do it with? What type? Let's be clear about something. You cannot build a house with paper bricks. Okay? You can't. You cannot build a house with paper bricks. People, I have met individuals that unfortunately their house was built up on some crazy stuff. And because their house was built on some crazy stuff, they wasn't ready for a relationship. They wasn't. They wanted to. What they wanted to do was have you ignore the fact that the door was off the hinges, you know, the sink didn't work, the bathroom had a do not use sign, there was a bunch of dysfunction in their house. And listen, your house only has dysfunction in it because that's what it's built with. Dysfunction in it because you put good stuff in it. That's not how that works. Your house has dysfunction because that's what you built it with. You went, and it was time to get materials to build your house. You went down the aisle where it was cheap stuff, okie-dokie supplies, and you said, yep, I'll use that. I'll take that. That's what you did. Because that's what you used, that's what your house is built with. It's just the material of choice, people. I need a family. I don't have a family. I'm by myself. I'm by myself. I'm alone, but I'm not lonely. If you want to understand it from that riddle, I'm happy. I have things in my life to make me happy, but I need a family. In the last year, I probably had 15 let's just fuck relationship offers. I'm not interested. Appreciate it though. Not interested. Because let me talk about let's just fuck relationships for a second. Let's just fuck relationships ultimately turn into individuals putting a lot of dicks on their dick Rolodex. Let's talk about it. Let's go there. I got this guy in my dick Rolodex. I got this guy in my dick Rolodex. Girl, I got dick pics. I can take dick pics. When I want a coochie itch, I pick a dick. I dial 1-800, pick a dick. I tell Siri, dial dick 185. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just the antics, man. It's the antics. All right. But what happens, like everything else, there is a best rating. There is a best rating. Yeah, I always end up falling in the best category. But I'm not going to be in an arena of a bunch of scallywag buckets. And listen, I'm not using my house to host give out session. I'm not doing that. My house, I will use my house to host a family. That's how my house is built. People, it all makes sense. There are individuals that will listen to me and think that, everything that I speak of, everything that I say, ultimately makes sense with what was said previously. And I don't mean previously like in 5 minutes. I mean at 52, things that I was saying when I was a teenager. Yes, I was talking like this when I was a teenager. I'm not finding myself dealing with somebody in a sexual relationship only to then hear, well, I don't want to deal with no other people, and me and you should hook up and be exclusive. Nah, that's the new thing, though. I get it. That's the new thing. I'm just not interested in that. I'm personally not interested in that. I'm not interested in, I won the This Is Your Coochie Award. I appreciate it, but I'm not interested in that. That's what's going on. That's what people like to do. She was screwing five guys, but she wants this dick more than anybody else. Excuse my French. I'm not going to play those games. However, there's a lot of children born from that arena. Let me go left for a second. I'm going to tell y'all about a belief that I have. Call me stupid. I'm going to tell y'all about a belief that I have. I was listening to Naughty by Nature. Everything's going to be all right. And Tretch from Naughty by Nature said, I never knew my dad, mother F the F-A-G. And I was saying to myself, so you're mad at your father for not being there. Father yourself, you're saying you want to be better than your father, so you're going to be there under the platform in which you know. And Tretch ran into this with Pepper. Pepper went out, and I don't know if you know their story, told a lot of lies about this man. So you can understand, you can't understand your father not being there, but you can't understand the lies that were told on you. So there's just no truth in your father. There's just none. People, I'm one of those individuals that I believe that children are born under the platform in which the mother decides they're going to be born under. That's just me. That's my perspective. I'm not going to waver from that. I am, once again, I speak up for relationships, love, family, companionship. That's what I speak for. I don't speak for oops, mistakes. Oh, we just fucking. I'm not into none of those little innuendos, those dumb sayings. Oh, the child, a blessing from God. And blah. I'm not into none of that. Not into none of that. Not into none of that. All right, I want to be clear. So, build. What type of material are you using to do it? That's what I'm talking about here tonight on the Christopher Smith Show. Blog Talk Radio Network people, I'm here every night at 8 p.m., and I am so glad you decided to join me. People, I can actually go into the board and see the growth of my listeners. I can see it. This Blog Talk Radio platform has a very unique way, and it updates daily. So you can, just like a YouTube channel, get views. I can actually go into the system and see how many listeners I had. And I am, I actually leave the page open, and then I refresh it and watch the number change. It's a very, very satisfying perspective. It makes me feel good that I'm not doing this, and my words are not in vain. And I may miss a day or so, but I'll come back and you guys will be here. And I definitely appreciate that. It's easier to be consistent here on the Blog Talk Radio Network because cameras aren't involved. I can actually broadcast from my cell phone. I can call into the switchboard. I can let callers in if individuals want to call in, if individuals got something to say. That call-in number is 516-418-5736. I'd love to hear what you got to say. Add to the conversation. You call in, hey, listen, ugly man, I don't like what you said. Your feet stink. My feet don't stink, but I'll take whatever you say, and I'll keep it moving. I'm not going to be deterred or wavered by criticism. It's not going to slow me down. You're not going to ask me the same thing twice to make me think that I'm saying something wrong. That's not what we does here, people. That's not what we does. So I'm talking about build. I'm talking about build. People, on 9/11, we had two buildings fall down. And the unfortunate as to why those buildings fell greatly contributed to how they were constructed. The way the buildings was constructed is the reason as to why the building fell the way it did. Some would say it fell carefully, the way it just pancaked down onto itself, but it the way it was constructed, because a plane hit the Empire State Building. Our engine went down the elevator shaft, but the building show no signs of it today. And it's a reason for it. The building is built much differently. A lot of individuals are in relationships, failed households. People, listen, I'm going to be clear when I say something. There are multiple ways to build homes nowadays. How many times have you driven down the street and seen a lot? Came back a week later, seen them, they cleared the lot. Then seemed like you come back the next day and the house is on it. And you say, wow, they sure put that house up quick. Then you see something else, and it's a long, drawn-out project. Like they're doing road construction for 4 and 5 months straight. You know, why are they taking so long to build this road? All right. People, I cannot reiterate. It cannot be reiterated enough. Decide to build strong. It's a slower build. When you build fast, you miss a lot of stuff. When you build fast, you miss a lot. A lot of things are missed when you build fast. In addition to that, I mentioned something earlier about a woman that I met that had a house and everything and wanted me to be a piece. And then I had a former co-host, Antoine 50,000 Watts, and Antoine said to me something. He said this. He said, Chris, find you a woman that has tools and is ready to build. Don't find a woman that already has things built. People, I can't tell you how much it means to a man when you meet that woman that don't have a house, that woman that's, I don't know, living with family members and is ready and primed to be a wife. You know why? And that person may think that you're so established and I'm not. No, I need you to be right where you are. It's best that you not have your own place. Yeah, it's best that you be in a situation you're in, because let's be clear about something. You can get more people on the train when it stops than when it's in motion. Yeah, so when a person doesn't have and is about to build, it's best to build with them than to build with someone that has already got their building in motion. Depending on who you are and what you want. I know I have, but I was smart enough to know when I brought this house, I knew what I was doing. I purchased this house strategically. When it's ready to, I can dip away, start a family with somebody, and it won't be no problem renting out this house. It was a smart move. We all live our lives. We all do. And depending on what is your perspective, what is your logic in life, you will say this is not what I'm, this is not going to work for me, or that's going to work for me. You're going to say that. It's up to you. It's up to you. So, and with that being said, me personally, you didn't get anything out of what I've said to you guys here tonight. Just remember this one thing. If you're trying to build with some crappy blueprints, I'm talking about you got issues. You know you got an attitude. You just think that I'll suppress it and they'll deal with it. If that's your blueprint, if that's in you, because what's in you is the blueprint. Just know that. And at any point in time, if I got a drinking problem, if I got a cheat on my woman problem, and I think that it's best that I move forward in a relationship, then I am building a relationship with the ingredients of me cheating. It will. The blueprint will dictate what is built. Your ingredients is what you're going to be using to build. If you got a substance abuse problem, if you got an attitude problem, if you got a problem with being faithful, you might want to check all those prior to getting into a relationship. Because I was in a relationship with my child's mom, and she was abusive. She put me in a hospital. Beat on me, told everybody in the hospital, I know I got a problem. I need to go to therapy. Listen to all those individuals in the hospital that was telling her, yes, you're right, yes, you're right. As soon as they wasn't around, it was back to, well, you're the black man, and I really don't got to respect you anyway. But when you was around those white folks, it was, this is what's wrong, et cetera, et cetera. Let me throw that in there. So just know that if you didn't get anything from what I said here tonight, whatever issues you have is what you ultimately is going to be building a relationship with. Good night, y'all.